my first experience in radio was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
Well, thank you very much to Alan with Drive there. You're listening to Eastside Radio. This is Breaking Waves. My name's Elliot Wallace. I'm standing in for Mr. Jeff Forrester. Who am I sat next to? It's the main man himself.
Shay. I'm the Shay and Jeff Show.
Shay and Jeff Show, but minus the Jeff today, isn't it?
Jeff is not. He can be back next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff will be back in the pilot seat for next week.
I like Jeff's poetry and he performs.
Yeah.
He's a very good performer, and he wins a lot of awards for being poet.
He's a bit of a master of all trades, isn't he?
Yes. Jeff is idol to me, and I always like to be with him and give him company on the air. And I want to ask, we're talking about Fiji and...
Yeah.
And the Museum for Egyptian...
Yes, absolutely. We've got a couple of really good and interesting conversation topics coming up on today's Breaking Wave show. Now, Shay, when you are presenting with Jeff, you so often do a segment that we've come to call Fun and Fabulous Facts. Well, on today's show, the Fun and Fabulous Facts, well, they come from your experiences over the last couple of weeks, your trip to Fiji, your trip to many, many museums... So, what do you say we get right into that?
Yeah.
And I believe in one of your trips, there was a rather special exhibition on called Ramses and the Gold of the Pharaohs. So, Shay, do you fancy telling us what that was all about?
Jeff and I were in the museum.
The name would suggest that it was all about ancient Egypt.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Ramses, who was one of the...
Egyptian was all the pharaohs, how old... I thought China was older than Egyptian. China might be 10,000 years old. Egyptian is maybe 3,000 years or 6,000 years.
Okay.
And China is much older than Egyptian, I think.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
Because China is older than Egyptian. Egyptian, it was all around Africa, of North Africa, the Sahara Desert of Egyptian. They build pyramids, and they build because of the power in the pharaohs, and the people were old. Maybe Egyptian might be the second oldest than China. China's first, second, third might be, I'm guessing, New Zealand. Is old, maybe it's I think maybe America or Canada might be old, or maybe South America, I'm not sure. But Indonesia might be old, but I don't know which country. But I think China's first, Egypt second, and maybe South America or North America third. But I learned on the internet, on Facebook, three countries are cannibalism, you know, eating people,
yeah.
The first country was Papua New Guinea. Second is Fiji.
Really?
Yeah, I found it on Facebook, yeah.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, no, long time ago, been centuries, yeah.
Would you ever eat another human being?
No, I don't want to.
No, not...
I would, like, just eat food. Like, yeah. Like food from animal or something.
Yeah.
Like a chicken...
Normal meat.
And goat.
So I don't need to be worried. You're not going to jump over the table and start eating me.
No. I think a bit wrong. No, we don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, what is your favourite animal to eat?
Oh, now that is a difficult question. Well, I think it's going to have to be a pig because...
A pig.
Is there anything better than beautiful bacon?
Bacon.
There is nothing better than waking up in the morning... And smelling that your mum has been in the kitchen and making you a bacon sandwich.
Have you ever felt like you don't want to get a heart attack with eggs and bacon when you put too much oil?
Well, it's funny you say that. I don't fry my bacon.
No?
I put it in the oven and I bake it.
Bake it? Oh.
I think it just tastes nicer and it doesn't chivel up.
Oh.
Anyway, Shay, how have we gone from talking about Egyptians to bacon?
They didn't have any civilization buildings. Yeah.
I want to know your thoughts on the pyramids.
Pyramids?
Because did you know that they point to direct north?
North.
Oh. And the circumference, the perimeter of the pyramids,
yeah,
is directly correlates to the circumference of the Earth. So, I want to know your opinion. Were the pyramids built by humans, or were they built by aliens? Or what do you think?
I don't think aliens built Egyptian, but maybe they do. But maybe it was humans built the Egyptians.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, maybe.
All right, do you believe in aliens?
UFOs? No. I've never seen alien in UFO. Never seen a flying saucer.
No.
They said there was a UFO flying saucer in Melbourne.
Oh, really?
In Victoria in the 1950s.
Okay.
Yeah, there was someone saw in 1950 or the 60s from Melbourne. Some flying saucer came to Melbourne.
See, I didn't know that. That's fascinating.
Yeah, it was on Channel 10 news. It was saying about 50s or 60s, someone saw an alien ship.
Oh, wow. See, I don't know what to think about aliens and UFOs.
No.
I just...
Maybe we'll have to wait 20 years to the future to see if there's alien ships.
Absolutely. I mean, what do you think they've got in Area 51? Do you think they're keeping aliens in America? 50... Have you heard of Area 51 in America?
No.
So it's this big space in the American desert in Nevada.
Oh.
And it's top secret. Nobody knows what's in there. Not even the president. Not even President Joe Biden knows what is in there.
And President Trump doesn't know, but maybe he thinks that he knows everything.
Well, yes, maybe.
President Trump and Joe Biden.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I'm hoping President Trump will not win this year, but... If he wins, he's going to change American history again with Joe Biden.
Well, you don't want Trump to win this year.
I do want Trump to win, but I just don't know predict if Joe Biden or Trump will win in for the 2024 election.
Well, it's going to be interesting, isn't it?
It's going to be a bit hard to win who's going to win.
Yeah.
Trump thinks he's going to win, and Joe Biden doesn't know if he's winning or not. He can't know who's going to win. I don't know. We don't know what the future will be.
Do you think the future under a Trump presidcy would be a good thing or a bad thing?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
No.
But better than Joe Biden.
Yeah, better than Joe, but maybe President Trump doesn't go and falls down in stairs with his legs.
Well, you know what, Shay? I've got an even better idea.
Yeah?
Me and you, let's go to America. We can be the presidents.
What? You and me?
Yeah, I'll let you be the president. I'll be the vice president.
But I'm Canadian. But Canadians wouldn't mind if I'm president. I'm not American. I'm Canadian.
We'll get a pretend passport.
Passport? What?
Yes, we'll just lie. That's what Barack Obama did, isn't it?
No, President Obama was born in America. He didn't have pretend passport.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm joking.
I want to ask you, let's go to England and get passport to be elected president, you and me, and Prime Minister, UK.
Well, yes. We need a new Prime Minister back home in Blighty. Our current Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, he's just rubbish.
Rubbish.
He doesn't stick to his promises. He doesn't stop the boats. He doesn't do anything that he promised us when we elected him. But we've got an election this year as well.
Do you think Joe Biden was a good president? He was there 46 years of government.
I think that he was a good senator.
Yes.
I think that he was a good vice president.
Yes.
I don't think he's a good president.
No.
But I think that Kamala Harris is respectable.
Yeah.
So it's a hard one. Yes. I respect Joe Biden because he's dedicated his whole life, to public service in America.
Yeah. Maybe if he retires this year in 2024... He might get government rebate for Centrelink for president to retire and live in a house that he lives in a group home.
I'm going to circle back to something you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
You were talking about cannibalism and how the top three countries, or top two countries are Papua New Guinea,
Fiji, and...
Maybe India.
India.
Well, the second country in that list, Fiji.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything to you, Shay?
I went to Fiji on a holiday with my mum. It was raining, terrible weather. We didn't have a decent sun. And it was raining with cyclone rain.
Where did you stay?
Plantation Island Resort. And we went and had swimming. We did activities. We didn't do much activities. I just went in bed at mum's house. And I slept at mum's house all day. In the holiday, maybe like 3 or 4 days I slept.
Plantation Island? Who built that, Shay?
My mum, Reg, and his grandma, son, Gabby, son, my mum's mum, who died 89 in September last year, 2023, Fiji Resort in 1969. And my mum was there when she was seven years old when she went to Fiji. My mum went to Fiji being built.
Wow.
And Jerry Sont was in Fiji as well being built.
And Jerry is
my mum's brother's uncle, Jerry, with actor. But that's all right. I just want to say, built Fiji in 1967. It was 1967 when they went there. And Fiji was built, finished in 1969. Yeah, have you heard of the basketball team called the Wildcat movie?
Shay, are you telling me that we, earlier on in the show, went from talking about ancient Egypt to talking about bacon and cannibalism, and now we've been talking about the history of Plantation Island in Fiji and your family's ties to such? And now we're going to talk about musicals and High School Musical. I'm a fan of your work, mate. Absolutely brilliant. Yes, I absolutely love High School Musical. And don't get me wrong, I hate most musicals. The only exemptions are High School Musical and It's the Greatest Show. Yes, indeed. Go Wildcats! Let's go.
Basketball team in Perth is called Wildcat.
Oh, really?
The Perth Wildcats in Perth. And they have the same name as the movie.
Okay.
Except they have a different team. They don't have the same logo anymore. They don't have the same in the movie.
Okay.
It'll be funny if they have.
Yes, it would be.
Yeah, and the best basketball team winning the most is the Perth Wildcats. They keep winning maybe 9 or 10 premierships. They keep winning better than the Sydney Kings basketball.
Oh blimey. Okay.
Because the Sydney Kings only won 3 or 4.
Right.
But they never won 10. Just, no.
And who is it that won 10?
The Perth Wildcats from Western Australia.
Oh, okay.
Western Australia. Who's the best team in Europe? Best player in Europe?
Baseball?
No, baseball. I mean any Europeans, like soccer, cricket, AFL, any.
Who's our best player? Well, there was, of course, Cristiano Ronaldo in soccer.
Yeah.
I think he's the GOAT, the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that if our listeners in today are perhaps of a different persuasion, they can call us up here in the studio on 9331 3000 and let us know their thoughts.
Yeah.
Of course, then there's... the argument is Ronaldo or Messi, but Messi's not European.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make a wild card decision here. I'm wearing his T-shirt.
Yeah.
I think the best athlete in all the sports in Europe is Lewis Hamilton.
This is Hamilton.
Don't break my heart. Please tell me you know who Lewis Hamilton is.
He's
my hero, Shay.
Who is he?
He's a Formula One driver.
Is he Formula Drive?
Yeah.
Is he car racing?
Yeah, car racing. I am a massive car racing fan, Shay.
Really?
Well, Shay, we've covered a whole array of topics so far.
Can we play a music now?
Yes, absolutely. But before we click play, Shay, what is your request for a song to split this episode of Breaking Wave?
Is it a song about friends?
A song about friends, you say, Shay? Well, there can only be one, and it's by the Rembrandts.
No one told you that was gonna be job's a joke. Even your year, but I'll be there for you.
When the rain starts to fall,
I'll be there for you.
Like a big man in the
gold, I'll be there for you.
Cause you're there for me too.
Still in bed at 10 and work again at 8. Burned your breakfast so far.
No, folks, you haven't just tuned into a rerun of the famous sitcom Friends. This is the Breaking Waves show. My name's Elliot, and I'm alongside the man, the myth, the legend, Mr.
Shay Rocks 100, and I'm Shay the Flood of Son, and I am showing the Jeff show with him at Breaking Waves. What was the song called?
It was called I'll Be There For You by the Rembrandts.
Rembrandt Friends.
Yeah.
The song, was it similar to Justin Bieber?
No, not really.
Yeah, but these.
But it was all about friendship.
Yeah. I want to ask you, did you ever inspire friends with songs, what type of song?
Well, we used to do little like singing contests. And because I can't sing, I'm a really bad singer. I would always be the judge of their singing. So they would stand in front of me and they would be singing all these really quite embarrassing songs. And I'll be there just making fun of them, just laughing and going, nah, you're off. No, it's a no from me. Anyway, Shay, let's get this show back on track and back on topic. Today we've talked about quite a variety of things so far. We've spoken about your trips out to the Australian Museum. We very lightly touched on your visa.
When I was at Mum's holiday in Fiji, we kept eating food.
That's
all we do. Oh, we went to the swimming with the fish, with the coral, but not much to do.
What's the food in Fiji?
It was good. I eat what food? Lots of different food.
Yeah.
I like lobster.
Oh, really?
I like lobster.
Can I let you in on a secret?
Yes.
I've never had lobster.
Really? Never had
lobster. Do you want to
know why?
Why? I'm scared of fish.
You're scared of fish?
I'm scared of anything that comes out of the sea.
Are you scared of rain?
No, I'm not scared of rain, Shane. No.
I'm scared of rain.
Yeah. No, when the water's coming from the sky, it's okay.
Yeah.
When the water is still in the ocean,
yeah,
I'm okay.
Yeah.
But it's when there's a little slimy fish that is waggling or hitting the side of my leg. Yeah. That's when I am like,
okay.
And then I run out the sea screaming, crying.
Yeah.
Oh, mummy, 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 a fish touched me.
Are you scared of sharks? Or dolphins?
Oh, I'm not scared of dolphins.
No.
I think they are quite pretty.
Pretty nice animals, yeah.
But I think everybody's scared of sharks, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, you must be.
Maybe.
I think I'm definitely scared of sharks.
I'm scared of sharks.
Yeah.
I would. Yeah. Jeff would agree to it.
Yeah. I mean...
I want to ask you, is Bondi Junction... There was a man who killed a lot of people at Bondi Junction, and I heard helicopters, aeroplanes... Saturday when I came by a taxi with my mom, I heard helicopters, I heard police. Sandy, the carer, was in Fiji with me, and she was at Bondi Junction. She was at maybe Coles supermarket at Westfield. She didn't hear, she heard some noise with people with guns and shooting. But I just think they've been hearing this for about 2 weeks. Of the man, I think it was 13th of April, the man came and he got food, in Asian food for lunch. He bought food and then he came and killed people. He had mental health and he was running around crazy. I just feel maybe Bondi Junction needs to manage Westfields in each Westfield in case there's a mental health man. But they do that every, not all the time, like once quite rare. But maybe policemen check about mental health. People can get a bit sick and they have psychosis and they go strange, weird things. I just want to let you know, it's the Shane Jeff Show. We're doing Breaking Loose and we are doing about the holidays and activities, what I've been doing. And it's Elliot. It was on me with me today, Elliot and me. I'm going to ask you, Elliot, are you into rugby league and football stickers? Because I was going to go to Coles and buy some to put in the fridge. But the lady said go to a big Woolworths to find stickers.
You know, I'm not. For me, it's all about motorsport and golf.
Motorsport and golf.
Yeah.
All, you're not into football?
Not really.
No.
Maybe when it comes to the World Cup.
World Cup? World Cup Rugby Union?
No, World Cup soccer.
World Cup soccer.
Yeah,
okay.
Because as we all know, it's coming home. Okay. It's coming back to England. We're going to win the World Cup next time. Aussies.
Okay.
Now, Shay, to get this show back on Breaking Waves friendly topic, this is, of course, a show that is all about celebrating neurodivergence and the wonders and the risks, the flip sides of mental health. You mentioned the attacks at Bondi Junction.
Yes.
Do you agree that it is a bit of a wake-up call that the Australian government need to start funding and better resourcing mental health facilities?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes.
They announced an $18 million investigation into the attacks.
Yes.
Do you agree that that $18 million would be better spent on providing counselling and support for people that are going through similar things?
Yes. Maybe if they do art, painting, drawing, activity, job, doing radio, television, sport, being with community with friends and socialise and be with disability service providers. That are used for people who have mental challenges.
And are these strategies that you have used to manage and mitigate against your own mental health struggles and woes over the years?
Yeah. My mum's been doing mental health since 2009, September 15, that I got sick in the hospital when I got overloaded from school. And it was a bit hard for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you understand the challenges that are prevalent in the modern society.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting to hear your perspective on how potentially Australian modern society can be bettered and more inclusive to everyone whilst being there for them.
Yeah.
But what's also really important to note is that Australia is one of the safest countries in the world, isn't it?
Safest, yes.
Is it the safest?
It's safest as almost to America and Canada.
Yeah.
I think Canada's safe too.
Yeah.
England, is England safe?
England is safe. London is not safe.
No.
So, just London, the capital, is not very safe.
No.
But the rest of England is very safe.
Very safe? Okay.
Yeah. So, Shay, I want your opinion. You are very well travelled.
Yes.
You've been to a lot of places.
I've been to 14, 16 countries. The last country I went to was China, 2018. And I got sick, food poisoning in China.
Have you ever been to Vietnam or Thailand?
No.
No. Well, say, I booked my flight home. I've booked my flight out of Australia.
Where to?
To leave.
To leave?
To go back home to England.
To England?
But, so I'm leaving on the 28th of August.
20th of August.
20th. And I'm spending a month in Vietnam and Thailand.
Oh.
Which I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah.
But the bad thing is, because I'm so excited for that holiday at the end of my year travelling, it's overshadowing these next 4 months.
Yeah.
I'm in a tropical paradise. There's palm trees, beautiful beaches, wonderful people, just like you, Shay.
Yeah.
You're wonderful. And yet, all I can think about is going to Vietnam.
Vietnam?
Yeah. Like, we've been talking here today about Egypt and museums and Fiji.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm just like, okay, how many days is it to Vietnam? How many days is it to Vietnam? So my question is, what's the next big thing that you're looking forward to?
Canada.
Canada.
I'm going to Canada to see my cousin.
Oh, yeah.
Nancy today. She got 11 million viewers on YouTube.
Yeah. And when are you going to Canada?
Next year, 2025.
It's almost time to round up today's episode of Breaking Waves.
It's the Shay and Jeff Show. It's finished and goodbye.
Yes, thank you very much for listening to Breaking Waves today. My name's been Elliot. I've been standing in for the regular host, Jeff Forrester. Alongside me, it's the legend, Shay. He's the star of the show. Stick around here on Eastside Radio because Planet Romanistan is up next. To see us out, we have a beautiful little song. It's called Just Drive by Alistair Griffin. Ta-ta for now.
There is a star that lights the road. Will it take me to the end? Well, I don't know. But for one last time, I'll take this ride and just drive. I wanna be the only one to make it to the light. Down, but I will live to fight again for one last time and just drive. I wanna be the only one to make it to the light. I'll take it to the edge where I die a thousand times. But maybe I could be the one right into the setting sun. Lights the road. Will it take me to the end? Well, I don't know. I wanna be the only one.
listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital, local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.